Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Oh, there's plenty to talk about. Will Harry and Meghan be coming back to the UK or not? Robert Lacey's new book. But how can we ignore this? Rob Lowe claims he saw his neighbor Prince Harry rocking a ponytail. Well, that's the clickbait from ET Online, and we're right there clicking with you. On Monday night, Montecito-based actor Rob Lowe appeared on The Late Show with James Corden, where he told the British host about an interaction he had with his neighbour, Prince Harry. "I just ran into your country man, the English treasure, Prince Harry, at the stoplight 10 minutes ago," Lowe shared. "He lives about a mile from me. He's been very reclusive. Seeing him in the neighbourhood is like seeing the Loch Ness Monster. And I finally saw him. I finally saw him driving his car. I may have a scoop. It was very, very quick. Don't totally quote me on this, but it looked like he's wearing a ponytail," Lowe said. "I'm just saying it looked like me as a casual observer that his hair had grown very long and was pulled back very tightly by what I can only assume was a ponytail." Well, Corden did not believe the story, saying, "I'm certain that isn't true. Do you know what I think's happened? I think you didn't see Prince Harry." Lowe said, "Oh no, it was him, because I have to say I followed him to the house to see if the car went in." Well, The Sun reports Meghan and Harry are exploring producing comedy shows. An insider told The Sun, "Meghan and Harry's approach to their TV ambitions has always been serious, but it's hard to imagine them coming up with the next Only Fools and Horses." For our American audience, Only Fools and Horses was a popular comedy series broadcast by the BBC between 1981 and 2003. In other news, Elle asked Robert Lacey if you could sit down and have tea with any one member of the royal family, who would it be and why? "Meghan, no doubt about it. She is the member of the family who is the most outsider of them all. A self-made woman who is coming into an ancient institution, and I think she's going to have to change a great deal in reaction to the impact that she has. I'm immensely attracted to her ambitions and activism. I don't agree with all her ideas or her politics, but I admire her energy. And I think a lot more is going to happen before we hear the end of Meghan Markle." And might Meghan run for President of the United States? I know that's a rumor and I allude to it in the book. I think actually her ambitions are more down to earth. Her first priorities are her family and her partner, who has sacrificed in one way so much for her. We know she sits down every day and thinks, "How can I make the world a better place for Archie?" I think her immediate hands-on social objectives are what really matters to her, and I think it does her a sort of injustice to suggest she's got her eye on high political office. She's got her eye on the human beings around her that she can help and reach out to. Palace Intrigue will be back in just a moment. The Express reports Prince Harry's sustainable tourism initiative, Travelist, has gone silent amid Archwell launch. Prince Harry's sustainable tourism initiative, Travelist, has been remarkably silent for nearly 6 months amid the launch of Archwell, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex's new charitable project, adding there has been little coming out of the Travelist venture since July, and the website does not appear to have been updated at all. One critic mentioned in The Express claimed the initiative lacks any tangible, concrete details, and the press releases contained only buzzwords like sustainable tourism, climate change, and conservation. Journalist Helen Coffey said, "How are Prince Harry and several multi-million pound companies going to change travel for good? What is it they're going to do exactly? When and in the fact, where are these projects going to materialize?" Perhaps Harry has been working on a sitcom. Meanwhile, his father Charles has been busy with his own initiatives. People reports Charles has enlisted top companies to support a new charter for the environment, which he is calling Terra Carta, which aims to ensure big businesses are including green initiatives in their future plans. In an introductory essay to his charter, Charles says, "Today must be the decisive moment that we make sustainability the growth story of our time, while positioning nature as the engine of our economy," Charles said, "to help us succeed and to complement global efforts across public, private, and philanthropic sectors. I am calling on CEOs from around the world to engage and play their part in leading the global transition. To guarantee our future, we have no other choice but to make each day count, and it must start today." Please follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. It really does help. My thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.